My name is Greg Horn, and, you know, we just talked about so many different aspects of things to give you hope. We know that life can be hard, and I think one of Satan's greatest tools is discouragement. And yet, a lot of times, as we read the Bible for strength and comfort and encouragement, sometimes we're like, okay, well, that was written over 2,000 years ago. Can I really apply that to my life, or do people really do that? And today, I want to share a passage with you. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8 says, "Then I heard a voice from the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and whom will go for us?' And I said, 'Here am I, send me.'" And I know I've read that passage of scripture. I'm 53, so I'm an old guy, and I've been blessed. I've read that several times, and yet, honestly, never really probably done that. And yet, we've got a couple today that they heard that scripture, and they are responding to it in a big way. Ryan and Stacy Fisher are our guests today on Hope is Here, and they are leaving the comforts of Charlotte, North Carolina, and heading to Bulgaria. And they, not only just them, they actually are the parents of children Autumn 9, Olivia 8, Grace 6, and Knox 3. So you're talking about leaving your comfort zone, not just for them as parents and adults, but also their precious children. So first of all, Ryan, Stacy, just thanks for being on Hope is Here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Greg.
Well, you know, guys, obviously, you hear that passage, and yet, if you guys will, just share with me what prompted you to leave the comforts here of the United States and covered. I know, Ryan, you had a good job, and Stacy, I mean, you know, stay-at-home mom, and obviously a full-time job when you got four kids, yet talk to us about how Isaiah 6, 8 spoke to your heart and why you're doing what you're doing and leaving the comforts of Charlotte, North Carolina, and going to Bulgaria.
Yeah, definitely. So I think I had always, even as a teenager, had a heart for just international relief work. I had been on a couple of short-term trips where we had built a small building for a church there, but it actually wasn't until college that I truly came to know the Lord and was saved, and I think God really redirected that interest that I had into a heart for missions, and I ended up meeting my husband, and he had some missions background. He had done some missions work in Albania. And so when we got married, we felt like, well, you know, maybe we'll go back to Albania. But we ended up having children pretty quickly into our marriage. And so that sort of changed and got redirected. The Lord really just providentially opened the door for him to go to graduate school. And he ended up getting his MBA degree. And so we sort of just settled down into everyday life. And for the past 12 years, he's been working in the corporate world and the financial industry.
Yeah. And I think, Greg, after 12 years of working in the corporate world, financial industry, I think we kind of got to a point where we felt like there's got to be more to life than this. The Lord really used that to bring us to a place of feeling like we wanted to use the talents that the Lord has given us and some of that background that we had, not just for our own benefit, and building kind of our own kingdom, but increasing His kingdom. And Stacy and I really looked at each other a couple of years ago and said, okay, what's the best way for us to do this? And what's the Lord calling us to do? And that led us to a path of, you know, leaving Charlotte and headed to Sofia, Bulgaria.
I think what that really looked like for us, too, was, you know, one of the things that we are always really vocal about is that God can use you wherever you are, whether you're a nurse or a teacher. You don't necessarily have to have gotten, you know, a seminary degree in order for God to use you to further the kingdom. And so just we had a heart to, you know, Ryan's job and the time that he had spent in the corporate world of, you know, this was the talent that the Lord had given him. This was a talent that he had crafted, you know, over the course of his career. And how can we use that, not just throw that away since the Lord, you know, so providentially opened that door for him to get that degree, but how can we use this in a way that is truly going to further the gospel? And I think, you know, we decided to do that internationally. We felt the Lord really tugging on our heartstrings that we needed to take this to a people group that was unreached. But, you know, there's many other people who, just because, you know, for us that meant international missions, it doesn't mean that, you know, for everyone. And really, every person, when they go to their job, that's your mission field. You know, you're on mission each day. We spend the majority of our times in the workplace. And, you know, making sure that we're following the Great Commission and sharing the gospel with whoever God has providentially put around us and surrounded us with.
Well, I love that, you know, as you guys were sharing your stories there, that as God was preparing you for this, I think as people are listening both here locally in Central Kentucky and on our podcast, we have people listening in Connecticut all the way to the other coast in California, a lot of people in Florida, Texas, Arizona, Washington, D.C. area. But I think the thing is, you know, so many times we wonder why we're doing something and don't know. And yet, as we really go to seek God, you know, with all our mind, heart, and soul, as the Bible ask us to, sometimes God, something that we think, you know, would never be any consequence to God's kingdom, winds up being that. And I've shared a few months ago that I did a sports radio show for 3 years and really worked hard, had a lot of ESPN personalities, even more than the local ESPN station, yet never could really get any traction with the program. And so I stopped doing that and got a job out in the business world and was using my experience and gifts there. And then a door opened at the radio station I'm on now to do this 15-minute program to give people hope. And it winds up, God clearly said to me one day, what you considered a failure with a 3-year sports radio program, actually I was preparing you to do another form of radio. It just wasn't the one you were thinking it would be, and that's to provide hope to people that are really discouraged. And John 10:10, Jesus warned us. He said, you know, the thief comes to steal and to kill and destroy, but I've come so that you may have life and have it to the full. So I love how you guys shared how God was preparing your hearts through job stuff and your family. And man, when I look at Bulgaria, you know, a lot of people are probably asking, hey, where is Bulgaria? And you sent me some information. It's located in the southeastern corner of Europe and borders maybe more familiar nations of Turkey, Greece, and Romania. And you said roughly it's the size of the state of Tennessee, and the capital there, where you guys share with me on that, Sophia, that there's over only 2% of the people are some form of evangelical Christianity. There's a population of 1.7 million, and yet here in Central Kentucky, and I'm sure in Charlotte, there's a church on every corner, but that's not really true in Bulgaria, is it?
No, absolutely. We'll be in Sofia. So the less than 2% evangelical statistic actually goes for the entire country. So the whole country of Bulgaria is a little over 7 million people. And so there's less than 2% of that population that is evangelical. So they're considered an unreached people group. Ryan and I were just actually talking about Charlotte, and how many churches there are here, how much access we have to that. And, I think Ryan was saying that Charlotte has the most churches per capita, was it, in the world? And, in Sofia, where we're going to be, there's only a handful of churches, and, those handful of churches are very small. One with about 20 members, one with about 150 members. So really, those within the city, there's probably only a few hundred believers there, which is in such stark contrast to the access to the gospel that we have here, which is just, you know, it's all over the place. You know, like you said, there's a church on every corner. And that's really not the case there. It really is a people group that is not really being shown the gospel.
Well, just incredible that you guys are doing that. If you just tuned in, we're talking with Ryan and Stacy Fisher. They are leaving the comforts of Charlotte, North Carolina, where, as we just talked about, there's a church on every corner like there is in Central Kentucky. And yet they are leaving those comforts to go to Sofia, Bulgaria. Not only just them, they have a family. They have four precious children, Autumn 9, Olivia 8, Grace 6, and Knox 3. And so if you guys will share a little bit about what you will be doing doing over there. It's not necessarily doing a church plant, but I like what you guys are doing to kind of develop relationships there. Can you share a little bit about that, Ryan?
Yeah, Greg. So we're thinking about, you know, what exactly do we want to do over there? You know, we really focus on, you know, a couple things. One is, you know, the gospel obviously has the power to transform hearts. And it also has the ability to, you know, enable a community to thrive. And so with those two things in mind, you know, thinking of verses like Matthew 22, where Jesus talks about, you know, the greatest commandment being to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to also love your neighbor as yourself. You know, thinking about, okay, how can we apply some of those things within the city of Sofia, Bulgaria? We thought about, you know, a strategy that involves us developing and starting a small nonprofit organization out there, where I'll be able to use some of the background that I have in, you know, the corporate world around project management and the financial industry to offer business training classes to some of the startup companies that are there in Bulgaria. And really the purpose of this is to allow us an avenue to live out our faith in the day-to-day context of everyday Bulgarians, you know, really living out as salt and light and being as best we can that city on a hill, and just, you know, showing that love of Christ to the people that we'd be working alongside in a day-to-day context. And, you know, when you look at a place like Charlotte, there's probably 5 to 10 men's Bible studies going on a day-to-day basis for folks who are in the workplace. In Bulgaria, there's really nothing like that going on. And so kind of in the context of starting this organization, we also want to be able to develop a Bible study that will be focused and geared towards initially the men that are in the workplace, where we can show them the love of Christ and share with them the gospel. Because like Stacy said, this is where most people spend their time. Most of our days are spent, you know, behind a desk or in an office. They're not spent, you know, in a church building. And so being able to minister to folks where they are was really important for us as we're thinking through what it is that, you know, our day-to-day ministry is going to look like. So that's a little bit of what we're going to do, Greg, when we get out there. We're excited. We'll be starting that in January of next year, and hope to just continue to see that develop over the course of the years that we'll be there.
Well, the interesting part is you all do have some Kentucky ties. Stacy, why don't you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm originally from Lexington, Kentucky. I went to University of Kentucky there, and I ended up moving to Charlotte during my sophomore year of college. My parents came here for a job offer from my dad, so we still have family in Kentucky that we get to go back and visit, and that's a blessing. And we have one of our church supporters there in Kentucky. We just got back from a trip up there, which was a blessing to us. Just to be surrounded by like-minded believers and workers in the faith. So we enjoy visiting, and I'm sure we will be coming back there as we come back on furlough, and just enjoy that opportunity to be there and be around those people that we know and care about.
All right, we've got to wrap up our program today, but stay with us tomorrow. Ryan and Stacy Fisher are going to continue to be our guests as we are sharing about this big step of faith that they are taking as they're leaving the comforts of Charlotte, North Carolina, to move their family of six to Sofia, Bulgaria. We hope that you'll tune in with us tomorrow as we continue our conversation with Ryan and Stacy Fisher. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.